Do you have a dream, a desire, or a habit that you want to change, but you've been sitting on it and you haven't? Then this episode is for you.
You're listening to the Dynamic Women Podcast. Each week, you'll be inspired by our global community of women. They'll share with you tools and stories to help you be dynamic in every area of life. Here's your host, award-winning coach, and the CEO and founder of Dynamic Women, Diane Ralston.
Hello, lovely Dynamic Women, and welcome to the Dynamic Women Podcast. I am Diane Ralston, your host, and today I'm going to give it to you straight. I'm going to be talking about, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? You have something, a dream, a desire, a habit that you want to change, but you're not. Why are you doing it? What the problem is causing now that you're not doing it? What you're missing out on and what you can actually do to get moving? That's what I'm going to be exploring today. And side note, doors for She's Gold 2.0 are open right now. It's your speed course to reach your goals, 6-month program to give you coaching and mastermind support of a group of like-minded women to help you reach your goals. So what are you waiting for? That's really where I want to go, because, you know, I've been, as a coach, I coach people. I have powerful conversations with people I meet. As a speaker, I chat with people in the audience. And what I've been finding is people very, very often want to do something. They want to write a book. They want to leave their job. They want to start a business. They want to sell all their belongings and go travel the world. They want to try a new hobby like drumming or mountain biking, whatever it may be. In their business, they might want to write a book, launch a program, or even just leave the workforce to spend more time with their children. But they just don't do it. And if it's a habit, then it's something like getting up early, reading more books, going for more walks. Maybe it's a passion where they want to learn carpentry or do painting. Whatever it may be, the question I want to just scream out is, what are you waiting for? Sometimes I have to ask myself that tough question too. What am I waiting for? When there are things that I want to do, why am I not doing it? Why isn't it happening? So ask yourself these questions. Are you waiting for someone to come and tell you to do it? Quit your job, start a business, go travel, start drumming. Are you waiting for someone to tell you? Or are you waiting for an opportunity to present itself, where all you have to do is say yes, but the opportunity hasn't come? Or are you waiting for the perfect plan? So when these things are all in place, then I'll be able to do it. Or, well, I said I wanted to do this, but the opportunity is done this way, and therefore it's not for me. When you're in that place of not doing something that you really, really want to do, you're telling yourself you're not worthy of it, that you're not capable of it, that it's not to be in your life. And the saddest thing is when people get too old or too strung up in responsibility or lack of, that they're just not able to do it. There's different people I meet that they eventually have mobility issues, health issues, or a loved one is taken too soon and they don't get to realize the things that they really wanted when they were younger or healthier or really desired it from the beginning. So what are you waiting for? I'm going to say that many, many times. You know, there might be some psychological or practical factors that are stopping you from taking action towards your goals. So maybe you want to do this big trip, but you just don't have the financial means. Maybe you want to quit your job, but you're the sole breadwinner, and it's pretty scary to think about leaving your job to have the lack of stability in your finances. I get that. I get that you might have health issues that are stopping you, but there's always one way or another to do it. But first, let's really figure out what are the psychological or practical factors that are stopping you from doing what you want. Maybe it's a lack of clear goals, right? If you don't have those specific achievable goals, it can feel like you don't have any direction, any focus, and then you lose motivation. But if you have clear goals, you're going to have a roadmap and reasons to act. And there's another one. I'm going to give a bunch of different reasons. So I'm not going to number them right now because I feel like there's more coming up in me. But if you don't have clear goals, you're going to suffer from overwhelm. You're going to be overwhelmed by how big the task feels. And most of the time, it's just an unknown factor. So I didn't know what it would be like to write my first book and to publish it. And now, no problem. Like, hand me something and we can bang out a book in, you know, a few days sort of thing. So it's not an overwhelming thing now because I've been able to know the scope of the actual project. But you might feel overwhelmed because you have poor planning, you have unrealistic expectations, or even a lack of prioritization. So you don't have that clear goals and the clear plan, so you feel overwhelmed. Maybe you're also trying to take it all on yourself. Now, if it's around habits, you may be afraid of change or kind of opposed to change. So something called habitual inertia, where you stick to these familiar routines, familiar habits, even when they don't serve you. Because it's easier than changing. And so for me, it's like, I'm not a morning person. Well, maybe if I just got myself to bed earlier, then I could get my butt out of bed in the morning, right? So is it really who you are? People say, oh, I'm not a planner. Well, could you learn how to plan? Because you learned a lot of things in your life to be able to eat and walk and dress yourself and have hygiene. So there's a lot of things that you've been able to do. I get that change does require us to give some effort. And sometimes change also means we don't know the outcome. But really, we also don't know the outcome of reaching a wonderful goal or desire or habit that we want to make better. And isn't it worth the effort if we know that there's going to be some sort of payoff? Yeah. Another reason why you might be not going to do what you want to do, you might like, what are you waiting for? Is that you're prioritizing everything else instead, and you have poor time management. Let's be honest, right? If you're playing games on your phone, if you're watching Netflix, if you're kind of pushing papers around, checking out social media, maybe that's why you don't have time to do the things that you really desire. And is it other things that are causing to you to have poor time management? Like procrastination. That's maybe another reason why you're not going for it, right? You're delaying tasks that need to be done. You're putting them off. Maybe it's because you have no motivation. Maybe it's because of another reason, like you have a fear of failure. Is that what you have? It could be, right? When you have a fear of failure, you don't even want to try it. Or worse, when you have perfectionism, you don't want to finish it. So you put all that work in, but you won't finish because it's not going to end up the way you imagined it. But the sad thing I see is that people don't spend the time, invest the time to figure out what is stopping me. What am I waiting for? My clients that come to me and I ask them this question, bravo, amazing. They're exactly where they need to be because they're getting the support to get the awareness, right? Understanding the reasons, the barriers, the obstacles is the first step in overcoming them, right? Awareness is key. As soon as you have the understanding that this is a psychological problem that you're dealing with, you can then address them. You can then focus on them and being able to have some practical strategies and mindset changes to be able to get through it. So what do I say to do? Because I don't want to just give you the problem and point this out in your life. And really, I'm hoping I stir something in you, because I'm sick of seeing people kind of living in black and white, living in a place where they're not where they want to be and they don't have joy and they've lost their spark. I want you to have what you've been waiting for, but to have it now. So first, figure out what's the thing that's stopping me. Maybe it's the list that I've said. Maybe it's something else. Having a session with a coach like me can really help to pull out the true answer here. The next thing is, once you've figured it out, I urge you, find someone to support you through this. Okay? It could be a coach, could be a counselor. You need some accountability to be able to move forward. So seek support, right? What you can do is just take one small step. Figure out what's the desire, the habit, the thing I yearn to have be different or to have in my life. And then just come up with, like, what's the very first step? The very first step. Once you know what the first step is and you know that 150% you can go for it and achieve it, then just commit to that and do that. And then at that point, you're going to gain confidence, gain motivation, which are actually two other pieces that could be holding you back and causing you to wait for what you want and to wait for going for what you want. So I challenge you, as you're listening to this, to be thinking, okay, what is that first step? Get some clarity on that first step and reflecting on what is stopping me. And I'd love to hear from you. What is it? Is it the thing stopping you? Is it procrastination? Is it perfectionism? Is it a lack of resources? Is it low confidence, lack of motivation, don't have clear goals, you're overwhelmed, habitual inertia, poor time management? I'm glad I wrote these down because there's so many of them. And there's more. These are just some of the main ones that I see. I don't want for you to be in a place where you say, if only I did. I wish I could have. I can't believe I didn't. You have an opportunity. You have an opportunity to realize what you've wanted and to not wait for it anymore. So let me know in the comments or shoot me an email, dianewilson.com. Let me know, what is the thing that you've been waiting for? What is the thing that's been holding you back from getting it? And what is the first step that you're going to take? Again, doors are open for She's Gold. I encourage you to jump in and have us support you to reach the goal, the desire, the habit, the dream that you've been wanting, because you'll have the accountability. You'll have the coaching support. You'll have the group's support. You'll have timed actions so that you can move forward. That's really what I want for you, because you are brilliant and you have great skills and talents, and the world needs to see more of it. And you need to be able to invest in yourself so that you can have the life, the business, the career, the family, all the areas of life to be how you desire them to be. If you haven't yet, hit subscribe, share with a friend, and write us a review. And when you do, send the review screenshot to diane@dianewilson.com with your mailing address so we can send you something special in the mail. Until next time, stay dynamic. Bye.
Thank you, Dynamic Women, for joining us today. Please hop on over to iTunes to subscribe and leave us a review. Who do you know who needs to hear our message? We'd love it if you'd share our channel with your friends and family. If you're ready to be more dynamic, have more balance and more success, head over to www.dynamicwomenclub.com/free gift for your Key to Success book. Stay dynamic.